Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punches? I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him, actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew he was tough and you were taking those punches.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. This is your second episode of the day. It's 7 p.m. Eastern here on the East Coast, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West, and we're back to discuss Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia and the fact that they squared off at the Empire State Building and things got a little touchy, to say the least, all pun intended for sure, as these guys, or should I say, as Haney puts hands on Ryan, getting some payback is what I'll call it, because Ryan did attack first in the lead up. But this is what we're here to discuss, Ryan and Devin and Ryan. Devin slaps Ryan Garcia. Some say shove, some say mush. Depending what generation you're from, I don't know. It's definitely not a push. You know, if you're going to push me, please don't push me in my face the way that Devin did. But we'll show you video and audio of that here to come. First things first, if you haven't already hit that thumbs up, go ahead and do so. The quicker we get to the goal of 600 thumbs up, the quicker we open that up for all subscribers right now. Members only mode. Salute to all my members. Head on over to my community page for any member that is there and that wants to participate on the community page. You can ask Dimitri Bivel a question. He'll be on the show Friday. And I think I did a poor job. Okay, Marshall Kaufman, he'll be on the show today. He's there. We had Coach Lenny yesterday. He's there. You know, so make sure you go to the community page and drop a question for all my members. Same thing for a Patreon. If you're a Patreon, no worries. Head on over to the Patreon page and you can drop a question there for the respected guests of the day. Today, this afternoon, this evening, we're going to have Marshall Kaufman, promoter for Kaufman's Promotions, and we'll just talk some boxing with him and then get back into the good old details of Ryan and Tank. I mean, Ryan and Devin, Devin and Ryan. See, for me, my title is Devin Haney Slaps Ryan Garcia. Did Haney fall for the mind games? For the mind games? Because, you know, Ryan purposely crossed the line to get Devin to react in the manner that he did. And he bit. You know, as far as Ryan, he's up on things. He has Devin right where he wants him, right? Because if you're fighting out of anger, you're not fighting at your best. And it seems to me that Ryan is trying to get under the skin of Devin Haney, to say the least. I mean, what he said, we probably have never seen used to build up a fight. And if we have, I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that it was needed. These guys already had history. I don't know that they were this. I didn't know it was this bad, you know, I really didn't. And, you know, hopefully Tank's story is still there as well, because Tank seems to believe that, you know, this is cap. He posted something like two little boys, you know. Okay, so he still has it there. Shout out to Tank. He ain't delete that this time. So we'll go ahead and start the screen sharing process. Quite a few things we need to show you just to give you all the details. Oh, wow. Let me do that again. So my boy Tank is at 6.9 million followers already. Wow, he's flying. I didn't know that. Last time I remember, he was at like 2 point something. That's a huge jump. But let's go with the first screen share here. And if you're following along on YouTube, then you can see here we're at Tank's IG page in about 1 second. And as you can see, we're going to click on his story and let's pause it. He says, two good kids selling it. And this is 5 hours ago, and that's the time of the obvious Empire State Building, you know, confrontation. So let's play it back with audio.
Whoa, what was that?
I slapped you.
That was hard. Whoa.
Dude, slap on.
Yo, shout out to Tank. So the second piece is Oscar. And he says, let the mind games begin. And then he gives you what caused the slap.
Go kill him.
Now, you can hear Bill in the background saying, we going to kill him.
Go kill him.
So Devin starts off, I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm going to show you several different angles, which, you know, for me, I can hear it. I always use, you know, headphones, and then I got these high-quality headphones. Shout out to Shure. But you can hear Devin saying, I'm going to drown you. I'm going to drown you. So nothing disrespectful. The one that gets crazy is Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
Look, first sentence, fuck you. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Yeah. Where's your mom at?
Where's your mom at?
Where's your mom, yeah. Bitch?
Where's your mom, bitch?
Mom,
bitch.
You're
gonna die. Where's your mom, bitch?
Where's your mom, bitch?
Yo, I mean, he was trying to trigger the man, right? I mean, he was obviously trying to trigger the man.
You're gonna die. Where's your mom, bitch?
And there goes the song. So now that's not the best angle, right? That's just Oscar's angle where he says, let the mind games begin. Because again, I'm kind of believing Oscar. I think it is mind games. I get under his skin. He doesn't fight at his best. He's a boxer at best. If I get him to fight me, I have a better shot at winning. So this is Devin's own angle. All you can hear, Ryan, I mean, again, he wanted the reaction he got. No grown man can repeatedly, you know, antagonize you about your mom, you know, instigate. I don't know. Whatever you want to use, bro. This would have been difficult to refrain yourself from putting your hands on him when you're already a fighter, right? So, yeah, that's that right there. There goes Barracuda right there. You see him? Now, what else we got? We got this. He goes to the Mets game. And check that he got the power hands on. So another reason why I believe it's mind games. My man is still wearing his power hands. He's still working. He wants to be as fast as he's always been, if not faster. He's literally walking around town with the power hands. That's weighted gloves. You know, say what you want. It's obviously working. None of us have weight on our hands. You know what I'm saying? But let's play with this clip because he got kicked out the Mets game. He was supposed to throw the first pitch. And look, even good old Oscar's on his side.
There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, fuck the Mets. Don't ever go to a fucking Mets game again. Fuck the Mets. So guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, fuck the Mets. Don't ever go to a fucking Mets game again. Fuck the Mets. So guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch.
As well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now this is him warming up to throw the pitch, but as you can see, the power hands are on his hands, bro. He got the weighted gloves. But crazy, because even DAZN is promoting it. Look, Ryan Garcia getting ready to throw out first pitch at the Mets game. But cool. Let's go to the shove.
You look drunk. I'm
going to
drown you.
See? Better audio. You look drunk. I'm going to drown you.
Drown you.
You ain't fucking with me.
Where's your mama?
Yo, and you can hear that slap. I don't know why people like, yo, y'all got to stop with the slap. Bro, I feel like I wish this had rewind. Because, you know, this don't. You just got to let it loop. And I hate that about Instagram. But you can hear the smack land, man. But look at Ryan's face. Can you see the silhouette of Ryan in that woo position? He is hilarious. And that's so good old Barracuda.
Let's go.
Yo, he is going ham, bruh. He's going wild right now, okay? And I got one more because this one's going to get me flagged. But this is the ultimate troll. I know that Ryan isn't being serious. This has to be him playing mind games. This one is almost unbelievable. I'm going to get flagged so you can hear this. So Ryan is lip singing to Keisha Cole's Love, which is a great song to do karaoke to. Pretty easy words, right? But I want to play it when the DJ tells you something. Here we go.
The little boys don't come out to play on a Monday. Only the big boys come out shot to play. He need all the baddies to the table. Ryan Garcia, he's outside. A real motherfucking star. Ryan, what's up, Ryan? Yo.
So he said, little boys don't come out on a Monday. Only big motherfucking Ryan Garcia. Ryan out in the New York City club on a Monday. But this got to be mind games. There's no way I'm believing he's truly partying on fight week. This is all to sell the fight, bro. This is all to sell the fight. There's no way this man could be serious with this. Like, I'm not buying it. You know what I'm saying? This is his way of selling this fight and ensuring that eyeballs get on this motherfucker, because he is truly wowing. The club scene, I think that did it for me. I'm like, whoa. You know, you got to pick a side. Either he's lost it or it's mind games. He's trying to make everyone believe that he has no shot so that he comes in there on his A game and tries to hopefully shock the people that doubted him. And hopefully those people are, you know, Team Haney, right? Because the naysayers, the people on the outside looking in, that ain't going to matter. It's the dude in the ring that got to believe all the antics. Let's be real. I could believe he's crazy and he goes in there and Devin don't believe he's crazy and still fights, you know, on his A game. In order for this to work, Devin and Bill have to buy it. And I don't know that they will because of what's riding on this, you know? Like, you don't have to be sane. You can be insane, and you can still get your ass whooped, you know? If I'm Devin, I'm moving on with my career. I am not feeling sorry whatsoever. I'm letting hands go, and if I could get the stoppage, I could get the stoppage. And I really would prefer him to get the stoppage because, you know, it would just help. You know, you had a knockdown at 40, then you get another stoppage at 40. Now you get a stoppage at 40. The public perception can start to change. But phone lines are open. We got about 13 minutes before my first guest, probably my only guest, Marshall Kaufman of Kaufman Promotions jumps on. So if anybody wants to speak before that, now is the time to do so. And don't forget to hit that thumbs up if you're right here live on YouTube. It's going to help with the visibility of the show, and it'll put this episode in the eyes of other people. If you're a member, go ahead and drop Marshall a question, man. Take advantage of being a member. It's not just for being here in the live chat. We got Ivan Mora. Welcome to the prospect level. Go ahead and drop Marshall Kaufman a question, man. For those that don't know, he first signed and had Alisa Bumgarner for many fights. You know, I'm pretty sure he got her first title shot. His son got all the way to the height in the heavyweight division to fight Luis Ortiz. You know, and we'll get more tidbits. I got Jonathan Lambarena, $2 super chat. Bill yelling, "You're gonna die!" Yeah, no. Bill was also saying some shit like, "If he dies, he dies." Like Ivan Drago says. So yeah, look, they're doing whatever they can do to sell it. Let's hope that it sells. I seen Rick Ramos on Twitter saying, "Does Haney Garcia do over 500,000 buys?" So you know. All eyes are on what it does from a boxing standpoint, right? Like the people in boxing are all tuned in to see how well it will do. Speaking of how well it will do, right now we're at 207,465. So we need about 500 and some change, you know, 600 subscribers or so to get to the next goal of 208,000. So if you haven't already subscribed, man, go ahead and do so on Discord. Let me get an audio check. I typed it in the chat. I ain't getting no response. Brandon Adrian, New York Bullet. Let me know somebody type in there. We going out to the callers. We got James in Atlanta, my bad.
Yeah, I'm right here on Covenant Highway, right down the street from Glenwood Boxing Gym, where we kicked it at, man, before. Yo, Ness, man, I like the little pre-fight bonus that Ryan Garcia earned today, man. You got to be disciplined if you're Devin. You know Ryan's coming with the bullshit, but it's really a slap in Devin's face, though. All these motherfuckers talking about Ryan's not disciplined, Ryan's out of shape, Ryan's fat. Man, Ryan looked to me like he was just as good a shape as Devin. What's your thoughts about that? He ain't look fat to me today. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I think Ryan's really coming in there to win. He ain't worried about anything that Devin Haney has coming for him. And
the New York Mets, bro. They soft, bro. Listen to this. Chris Mannix is reporting that the New York Mets pulled the plug because sources with direct knowledge, they didn't want to risk an incident on the field after Haney Garcia had a scuffle at the Empire State Building earlier today. It's
Let's keep it real, man. Haney doesn't have fans that's crazy enough to run on the field and try to do something to Ryan. Let's be for real.
No, I think they met from a fighting standpoint because, you know, they did what they did at the Empire State. They were so high in the air and they tried to fight. So imagine, you know what I'm saying? They probably like, yeah, this is a PR nightmare if something pop off.
I mean, was Haney invited to the Mets game too?
Yeah. They both were scheduled to be there, according to Chris Mannix. It says, bizarre scene tonight at Shea Stadium in New York, where Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia were scheduled to throw out the first pitch of the Mets Pirates. Mets officials pulled the plug on it.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
That's bad business from the fucking Mets, man. Like, you shouldn't have invited both of them. You should have invited one and not the other.
Mm. So yeah, it should have. I mean, why didn't it wasn't a Yankee game or shit? Somebody should have went to the Yankee game or to the Mets game. The other dude should have went to, like, another whole totally different sport.
They both shouldn't have been at the same event, or how many baseball games it is. They could have scheduled one for tomorrow.
But you probably see, this is the problem, right? Like, people like us, you know, oh, you should shove them, you should smack them, and now look, it cost them some press. Not that I care, because these first pitches be so lame. I never met a boxing fan that said, oh, yeah, I'm here because I watched one of the fighters throw the first pitch. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
A lot of the motherfuckers missed the whole plate or throw it over the damn catcher.
That shit is, I don't even get it. I honestly don't get, like, the wasted money in that event, like, throwing pitches.
It's a bullshit PR stunt, man. But if, you know, the Mets wanted to give him a check, man, you got to take it. But, yeah, fuck
evidently not so. I mean, if they pulled the plug, they ain't giving no checks.
Nah, not anymore, man. But I think the only person I know a fan of the Mets is Vega. But either way it goes, man. How much you think? Because didn't he have to pay $400K for that push against Lomachenko?
Yeah, but that was at the weigh-in. You know, these things, Empire State, New York Mets, that's got nothing to do with the commission. Don't get me wrong. Ain't like the commission can't see video and then try to find them for their actions, but I don't know.
Who was the one that fined them last time? Wasn't it the WBC that fined them last time?
No. It was New York. It was Las Vegas.
It was New York. Oh, you said, okay. I thought you were saying New York again. Las Vegas. Well, man, hopefully he doesn't have to pay no extra cash out. But, man, shout out to Ryan. I'm starting to believe in this kid right here. He's proven everything that the doubters saying that he's doing. He's showing us the opposite. You know, I mean, I don't like the other PR stunt that he did today. He didn't need to have an Orlando Cruz moment, but it is what it is. But Ness, shout out to you, man. And I'm going to hurry up and tap in when I stop on this road and ask a question, man, just to support the community.
You got it. All right, all right. Remember, in about six more minutes, we're going to have Marshall Kaufman. If you haven't asked him a question, head on over to our Patreon page where you can click on the respected post for Marshall. And in the comment section, drop him a good old-fashioned question. And we'll get to that live here when we interview him in just a bit. If you're a Patreon, you can do the same. And we're going to take another call while we wait for the guests. So if you want to call in, Twitter and Discord is available. Let me see here on Patreon. Make sure. Yep. Post is also on Patreon. Sometimes I forget. Might put it on one and not the other, but certainly on both. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. I got Mavs for the chip. Welcome to the prospect level. Go ahead and take advantage, champ. Now that you're a prospect, might as well ask a question. Cliff in Connecticut, what is up?
Yo.
You hear me? Yo, we hear you.
It's unorthodox. The Ryan's way of selling the fight is unorthodox. Like, I don't know who the fuck. Like, this shit don't really make me want to watch it anymore, any less. Like, I don't really know how he came up with this strategy. And I feel like Devin didn't know if he wanted to smack him, push him, or mush him. So he kind of did all of it in one. You know what I mean? Like, one hand was open. He put, it was like a smack, push, mush. It's crazy. But I just hope that, well, if someone was in my face, like he was, Devin was in Ryan was in Devin's face, it'd have been hard for me not to do anything because you're just so annoying and just repeating the same shit. It take a lot of restraint, like to not do nothing. So I don't really blame Devin, but I feel like I hope Devin don't really fall into the trap when he goes in the ring and like try to knock Ryan out. Or forced to knock out and do nothing like that. He seems disciplined. We haven't seen him ever do nothing like that, especially after Linares touched him late in that fight. Like, we never see Devin do nothing stupid. He's always business first. He does what he has to do. But he did say Wallahi, that he was going to get the knockout. So I'm just hoping that Devin don't, like, fall into this trap and come out with something to prove or feel like, yeah, I got to whoop his ass. Because like you said, if you could get Devin to fight him.
Nah, he said that?
Instead of box him. Who, Devin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that means like
swear to God.
Swear
to God, I'm going to. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't hear that he said that.
I ain't see that. He wild.
Google it. Put it, YouTube it, Google it. It'll come right up. And I bet you the callers behind me will confirm that Devin said that. Like, so
that's crazy.
It's out there.
People lie every day.
He said on Instagram Live.
People lie every
day.
They do.
But not. You ain't supposed to lie on Lawahi.
For sure. But like. You know, people lie every day, B. Like, he can't go for the knockout. That's exactly why I went with this title, man. If he fall for the mind games and think he going to knock out Ryan because Ryan, oh, let me knock this dude out because he ain't himself. He acting crazy. He want to be crazy. I'm going to show him crazy. Bruh, just be you. Just be you.
That's how I feel, too. But has Devin ever showed us that he wouldn't?
I mean, he never had a crazy dude in front of him neither. Or a provoker. He never had nobody provoke. My man said, where's your mother?
Yeah, and then there's a clip. There's a thumbnail. I don't know if it's true, but it says Ryan says that Devin's mom was pimped by Devin Haney. Something like that. So now that he's like, where your mother? I'm wondering if Devin already heard that. I don't know if that's real. That's just a thumbnail.
I'll just say this. I never even seen her. So like I think that was intentional.
Of course it was intentional, but I don't know if he really said it. But what I do see, like, people don't got a lot of respect for Devin for whatever reason, because Ryan wouldn't have did that to Tank.
Word is born.
I don't.
Word is born. And which is crazy because, look, you know you did that to Dev and he slapped you. But, like, yeah, you right. You know, he said he tried to send a bottle to Tank. Like, you know. But listen,
yeah, he wanted to be his best friend.
People do that. But I said this, I say this on the show all the time. You ain't gotta be afraid to get your ass whooped. Like he could act tough. He don't gotta be scared of Devin and still get fucked up. Like you could still get fucked up. Like you were scared of Tank, cool. You respected Tank because you was afraid of Tank. You still can get that same ass whooping. It don't matter that you're not afraid of Dev. Like, if someone could fight better than you, they could just fight better. No matter how tough you is, how brave you are, he just got your number. Look at Wilder. We see that shit every day. Look at what was that fight? Was it Laura and Jared Heard? Man, that was a tough one. Now, I mean, motherfucker got your number. He got your number. But Fats on the check. Get Fats. What up?
Yo.
What's up?
What up? Oh, yeah, I saw that, man. That boy Haney Gray pushed that man by his neck, yo. I was like, damn, yo. Ryan looks scared, too. Like, every time they come face to face, you don't be peeping at us.
He don't even look in his eyes.
Yeah, he be Ryan scared of Devin Haney. For real. I don't want to hear all that. He don't do that with Tank and all that. Nah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's like scared. Motherfucker ain't even flinched though. Like I mean, crazy.
The first face off. I remember the first face off when they did the first press conference. When they went face to face, Devin Haney took his hand out of his pocket. Ryan Garcia flinched like he was ready to do something to him. I said he's so scared of him, yo. Like I'm like yo, like. You get what I'm saying? Like I ain't saying he won't fight him because he in the ring. You
yeah,
know,
but how he scared fighting, of him but... disrespecting him? He ain't never disrespected
him. He just selling the fight. He just trying to sell the fight as much as he can. Like he know what's coming to him. You talking about falling into the trap? What trap? What trap, man? You better
fighting
get out
outside,
of here.
Fighting outside his character, trying to go for the knockout, fighting Ryan fight.
Look. Ryan
I mean, yo, you, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. How many people in his camp, in his circle, you think said, man, you better knock this motherfucker out. He acting crazy, too. Like, people think it's easier now because he's crazy.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Man, I mean, you know, at this point, he labeled a crackhead. He giving them crackhead tendencies, some cokehead tendencies.
You crazy.
He is, yo. You know he is. Like, it seems like whenever it's time to fight Devin Haney, he go crazy at these episodes. Remember the first time he did it? Mental issues. You know, he don't want to fight. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy what he do. But, yeah, he ain't falling into no trap, though. He ready beat this dude and get him out of here, man. Like, I feel like this fight right here, I get he want the money and shit. I ain't knocking it or nothing like that. Get your bread, man. But Ryan Garcia just coming out of the Tank. You know what I mean? He just got knocked out by a Tank.
My bad.
Oh, no, you good. He just got knocked out by a Tank. Like, and that dude, that Duarte dude, like, you brought him up from, like, 135. Like, and it wasn't no need
for
you to fight, though.
Yeah, he brought him up. But who you got, Duarte or JoJo? They both fighting at 140. It's happening April 27th.
Even at this old, at this point in his career, I got JoJo.
You know you lying. I know you know you're lying. Because I ain't picking JoJo.
Look, off a name alone.
My
just
bro,
off a name
he
alone.
Got, but
I'm
he just got smoked by Jerry Perez, bro.
Perez a fuck Duarte, yeah.
She. Duarte could punch. Y'all about to see that. He could punch.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but yeah, Ryan Garcia ain't playing no mind games, man. He ain't doing nothing different. He ain't doing nothing different. People just don't like Devin Haney, yo. They think he gonna get in his head and shit. I don't see none of that happen.
I hope he don't get in his head.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, appreciate the call, though.
Well, there goes a video. Somebody sent me a video of Devin Moms. I never even seen her. But phone lines are open. Let me double check what's up with my guests. If you want to call in, Discord, Twitter Spaces is available. Let me go ahead and open up that landline. I was trying to hold off until the guests came, but whatever's, you know, show business. Sometimes things don't happen the way they're supposed to. But I just send them a reminder, so I'm sure we'll hear something back. In the meantime, I got Huang in Houston. What up, champ? Feel like it's been forever and a day.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
Man, that was crazy. Yo, I'm loving it. This is what we need, man. You know what? Hats off to Ryan. Yo, putting some excitement in this. You know what I'm saying? But they got to be careful, man. Ryan going to bring a fight. I see something in him, man. And I ain't going to lie. I've never been a Ryan fan, but bro, he's selling the fight. You know what I'm saying? He making it exciting. You know what I mean? So, I ain't knocking Ryan, man. I appreciate what he's doing. Dev too smart, though. He ain't going to let him get in his head. But be careful. Because Ryan looked like he's serious. I don't know why people saying he's scared. I can't agree with Fats on that one. I don't think he's scared, Ness. He looked like he ready to go. Like he TTG, man. But man, that's all I got, Ness. I just want to say, I just want to get my little 2 cents on the check-in, man. I'm away from the job, so I got some signal for once. Shout out TBV, like and subscribe.
Appreciate you, champ. Good to hear from you, man. Feel like it's been a minute since you called.
Yeah, my flight get no internet where I'm at work. I'm doing 6 to 6 all day on the site. We ain't got no internet, man. No signal.
Damn, I hope you downloading the show.
I watch it later.
Oh, on
Twitter replay and stuff. YouTube. All right, man. TBV, like and subscribe.
You the man. Bad Girl TKO.
What up, Ness?
What up?
Okay, do you want me to give my, like, prediction? I can give a prediction.
Whatever you like.
All right. Okay, so just based off of the Loma fight with Haney, do you remember how the way they were turning each other and, like, spinning and fighting? Like, you know, there was just so much, like, momentum and, like, footwork going on between the two of them.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of body shots from Devin to Loma. Honestly, I think if he just does that same game plan with Ryan, he's going to totally, like, beat him, outclass him, outbox him like a full-on clinic. Like, if he just turns Ryan, if he just keeps turning him like he did to Loma, I think he can, like catch him off balance and just, like, basically knock him out. That's the way I think it's going to happen. I don't think Ryan is – his footwork is that quick. And I feel like he needs to stay centered in order to, like, to land something good. But, yeah, that's what I think. But anyway – Ryan needs to be careful with the shit that he's saying about the Mets. Like, he just said, fuck the Mets. What a fucking idiot, too. Like, he's in New York. Like, New York's not going to play like that. You don't say, fuck the Mets, and then, like, expect New Yorkers to show up. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, people think that he's going to, like, he's doing what Floyd is doing, like, getting people to hate him, tweaking style to fight. That's all good and well, but at least Floyd, like, backed it up with good boxing and, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a reason, you know, along with the talking shit that sold Floyd. But, like, Ryan is, I don't know. I mean, he can ride off into the sunset with this fight and just, like he said, live lavishly after this. So I guess that's his plan. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you. Good breakdown. If you want to call in, Discord, Twitter, Spaces available. Yeah, I don't know about this landline, though. That ain't start yet. Douglas, what up? Douglas, you got to unmute. On Twitter, you got to unmute, champ. And he dropped off. In the meantime, in between time, go ahead and hit that thumbs up and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help me get to that next goal. 208,000 is on the horizon. We need about another 600 subs to go ahead and join and get us to the next level. Damn, I think I got left flat, bro. It was my fault. I had Marshall scheduled this morning and forgot. So, hey, I was trying to double up. See, could I get him in the afternoon as well? Well, looking like we don't have a lot of callers, which means early night for me, plus my guests left me hanging. So, Malik just crept in. I was about to dip off. I had a nice long run this afternoon, too.
Yo.
What up?
What up, my guy? Hey, let me ask you a quick one, bro. How you feel, like, so I know you got handy for sure. You know I got handy for sure. But how you feel like Ryan could possibly win this fight?
How you could win? By Haney falling for the bullshit, trying to go for a knockout that's not there, and get clipped. Like, that's the only way.
Me too. That's what I think. It got to be like on some Fundora or Zoo type of, you know, like something crazy.
Yeah, like a bizarre cut.
You know, like a bizarre cut. That's what I was thinking too, bro. But, I mean... I'm going to still say stoppage, bro, Haney. I just feel it. So
y'all wilding with this stoppage shit, bro. Like, when you got a stoppage?
It's really wild, though. Is it that wild, yes?
Just because Ryan acting crazy, his legs don't work, his chin don't work? No. What is it?
I mean, look, I feel like it's set up right now, bro. Like, look.
He's saying y'all up to bet on stoppage and lose y'all money.
Oh no, I'm not betting on it. I'm not gonna bet on it. I just feel it. Like I'm not putting no money on it. I just feel the knockout, bro. Cause look, you get the knockout, now what we gonna say about the Tank fight? Then it's already in New York.
I would love Haney to get a knockout because It'll even the playing field between him and Tank.
Everything.
Yeah, but
it's set up.
But I'm not going for that.
Right
I'm
now.
Wishing for that. I'm not predicting that. Where my soundbite? That's all I'm doing is motherfucking.
It's set up, man, bro. Like he just the moment right here.
That's it. If it happens, I'ma be next day. Boy, that's somebody be wilding that Sunday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bill, this the moment right here, man. He got to go for it, bro. It's what it is, man. This the moment. This is it. You get the knockout, there's nothing else to talk about, man. There's nothing else to talk about. And we in New York on 420. Come on, man. You already made the shade room.
Word.
You made the shade room. You got to get the
knockout,
for
the wrong reason,
bro.
Though.
Come on. Hey, you got to do something to get on that, bro. You got what, 29 million followers on that page, bro? Come on, man. You got to get the knockout. You got to get it. It's perfect. You know, that's all I got, though, man.
Shout out, Malik. Twitter Spaces, Discord available for anybody that wants to call in. If not, it is Wrap It Up season. We right back at it tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Last call for callers. Arrivederci. Oh, see? These last minute guys. P. Wall. Or Rally, my bad. Go ahead and smash that thumbs up while we wait for him to connect on Twitter. Let me go ahead and drop that link in the live chat right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice for anybody else that wants to call in, because he's in that limbo. He's stuck in that limbo world. You're going to need to jump out, sir, and jump back in if you want it to work. P, see, oop, yeah, you're not, connecting, champ. All right, he dropped off. We'll see if he jumps on. If not, to the next one. And he's back. Yeah, he's in that limbo. You ain't connecting, champ. Oh, there you go. You. Now you got to unmute. All right.
All right. There we go. Yeah, shit. You know, that smack, it was more of like a push smack in the face and shit, but, you know, it's still disrespectful. And it don't really surprise me, because the shit he did with Lomachenko. So, you know, it seemed like Devin at the face off, he'd be thinking about taking shots. So, you know, I already kind of, I'm not surprised by the behavior from Devin, but, you know, I'm not mad at it either. You know what I'm saying? You finna fight him. And Devin hadn't really been promoting and doing his thing. So it's good to see him, you know, make a move and make some shit happen. But in the fight, in terms of my, like, prediction of the fight, I think that it's going to be a war. I think that Ryan is going to drop Devin sometime early in that fight. But Devin going to turn it around, and it's going to go to decision 12th round. They both going to be beat up. One going to have a black eye. One going to have a busted nose. And, yeah, we're going to see who wins. But yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got. I just want to give a little 2 cents.
Appreciate you, champ. Without y'all, yes, ain't no us. We need them callers to keep going. This is going to be a short one. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Arrivederci.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.